Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October 29th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 5.5 cents at 568.25, December wheat up 0.25 cent at 772.75, and January beans up 3.5 cents at 1249.5. You'll notice I've switched my comments now to the January bean contract. The December oats made a new historic high and high close today, up 19.25 cents, 729.75. 733.75 was the contract high. December wheat made a new contract high and high close, up 14.75 cents at 1252.25. Despite the performance of Minneapolis wheat, really didn't carry over too much into the winter wheat. We were down most of the day in Chicago, rallied late to close up 0.25 cents. Kansas City was down about 4 cents. We had the dollar up 80 ticks here today, back over 94 cents at 94.13. And I think that's a problem out here. French wheat, European wheat was down. Again, I think that's a problem for Chicago wheat. I just don't see that we're going to be able to sustain these prices out here. You got oats $1.61 over corn. We've never seen this before. It's an absolute aberration. You know, maybe it can go higher, but I'm guessing today or Monday is going to be it here. I just don't see it moving a whole lot higher. I really think we've come far enough. Same thing on Minneapolis wheat. Now, if we close sharply higher tomorrow on Monday, you know, I'm wrong. But we'll see what happens on Monday. The corn is higher on a couple of things. More of this inflation talk. Ethanol demand. Crude oil was up another 76 cents a barrel. Excuse me. Up 76 cents a barrel here today. I think you got to take a look at this corn market and see that, you know, the funds have been big buyers here this week. We've rallied the corn 60 cents in 3 weeks during harvest. And these funds, you know, it's Chicago money, it's New York money. What I'm going to ask in my email tonight to farmers is, how comfy do you feel with a 60 cent rally during harvest and city folks buying this stuff? I wouldn't be that complacent about it. In fact, I think, you know, you need to be selling some grain, selling corn. Would I want to be net short? Would I want to be out of it? No, I would buy it back with some call options to keep the upside open, or buy some puts out here to protect the downside. But, you know, this is the end of the month here. We generally see our highs. Certainly, I would look to do something out here to protect the downside. If corn goes back to the old highs, we rally another 70, 80 cents. You know, fantastic. You'll have call options on that you'll be able to sell. If you've got the puts on, you'll be able to sell the grain higher. But I don't think you can be complacent out here with what I see happening with the dollar. Good weather in Brazil. I just don't see it. Now, we may lose some corn acres to beans, but we may also lose some corn acres to oats or bean acres to oats. You know, if you're in Montana, if you're in Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, I would think guys would be thinking about planting oats out here with oats $1.60 over corn. But in the meantime, you know, we've had this big run up and I think it's worth protecting. The beans rallied on the crude oil, rallying 76 cents. That pushed the bean oil up 40 ticks. Meal was a little bit higher here today, but, you know, not a great performance, up 3.5 cents on the day. I think Monday is going to be an interesting day. It'll be the first trading day of the month. And we'll get crop progress. You know, with the corn right now, I had a client call me from Indiana and say that he's got 10 days before he can get into the fields, that this was the worst October weather he's ever seen. And up to the last week, week and a half, I've been thinking that we would gain in corn yield on the November report. But since the report is going to be as of November 1st, they should take into account the wet weather we've had across the eastern part of the Midwest. If that's the case, I think maybe they'll shave the yields a little bit. But remember, it's only on a third of the corn that's left to be harvested out here. So I don't know if it's going to make a huge difference long term. But we're going to get the corn in as we do every year, one way or the other. So that's about it. Have a good weekend. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.